Hello.
Mi nombre es Iván, estamos llevando desde Oculus Flash. ¿Sí me está comunicando con Paulina?
Sí, buenas.
Ah, ok, perfecto. Ah, mira, estaba hablando con... Ah, se me olvidó. Parece que era Enrique, si me acuerdo bien, disculpe. Estaba hablando con él
Sí.
la cuenta y me había comentado que sería una mejor decisión si hablara con usted y enseñarle cómo subir fotos al tablero de control y a ver qué nos puede ayudar a hacer el proceso un poco más rápido, ¿verdad? Ah, no sé si sea un buen tiempo para usted.
Sí, está bien.
¿Y si tiene acceso al correo electrónico de atwaterpressure@gmail.com, verdad?
Sí, correcto.
Sí.
Bueno, yo ya hice una cita. Lo que yo tenía una pregunta es que me están mandando como que un verification. Yo no sé si es la compañía Local. Pero me mandaron, si le voy a leer el correo exactamente. Dice, "Your badge verification request for Atwater Pressure has successfully passed." Entonces, no sé si ellos, Meta, quiere que yo verifique la registración, pero yo no sé si es algo, si es un scam o no sé si es un step que uno tiene que hacer.
Okay, sí, de hecho, cuando viene siendo de manera, tiene que tener mucho cuidado, especialmente si le está pidiendo que aplaste un enlace y que dé información, ¿verdad?
Oh,
Entonces, si se suena como algo como fraudulente, entonces no le
okay.
conteste. Si algo sí sucede, nos puede mandar una
Okay.
captura de la pantalla y nos puede
Okay.
chequear a este número y
Oh,
ya
okay.
mi equipo le puede confirmar o que sabes que sí es fraude, ¿verdad? Porque normalmente si tiene que ver con Facebook y especialmente Meta, sí están cometiendo mucho fraude. Y es
Okay.
una lucha, de hecho Meta está peleando mucho, siguen borrando cuentas, pero pues por cada cuenta que borran suben otras 3, 4, pero ahí.
Okay, listo. Okay. Y al respecto a lo de Enrique, él quería que yo preguntara que el location a donde, ¿cómo le explico?
Las áreas de servicio.
Sí, bueno, no solamente las áreas de servicio, pero si uno a veces va en Google y uno va al search bar. Si uno busca Atwater Pressure Cleaning, él quiere saber si va a ser uno de los primeros que se encuentra o todo eso depende en los reviews que uno da. Como por ejemplo, si Atwater Pressure Cleaning tiene muchos reviews, él va a ser el primero en... No sé si lo estoy explicando bien, si él va a ser uno de los primeros que se ve cuando uno busca Atwater Pressure Cleaning o Water Pressure Cleaning Services alrededor de mí, por ejemplo.
Okay.
O todo depende, porque hay muchas compañías de Water Pressure Cleaning, entonces, ¿eso depende por review o cómo es?
De hecho, es muy buena pregunta. Y nomás para que usted sepa, si es mejor preguntarme la pregunta en inglés, no se preocupe. De hecho, para mí sería más fácil, ¿verdad? Pero
Okay, ella también para mí.
nomás para que sepa, ¿verdad? Pero para contestarla, hay muchas maneras que Google, muchas cosas que Google toma en consideración, ¿verdad? En cómo va a subir en el mapa de Google. No necesariamente teniendo las más reseñas, ¿verdad? Va a tenerlo en el primer lugar. De hecho, hay personas que tienen como 10 reseñas que están más arriba de personas que tienen 50. Lo que Google ve es qué tanta actividad está enseñando la cuenta, por ejemplo, respondiendo las reseñas, ¿verdad? Agregando lo que son fotos, haciendo publicaciones que nosotros vamos a hacer. Entonces,
Okay,
eso es lo que nos va a ayudar, ¿verdad? De hecho, por eso estábamos hablando el día de hoy, porque para enseñarle cómo entrar al tablero de control. Y de hecho subir las fotos directamente. Ya, ya si usted las sube, si usted las sube al tablero de control, nosotros las vamos a subir en todos, incluyendo Facebook, por ejemplo, el sitio web y el perfil de Google de negocio.
entonces. So I don't have to go on Facebook and upload anything. I just send it through the
The portal.
por el El portal, okay. Okay.
My dashboard, if you feel even better, if it's better for you, actually, you can send them in by using an email, right? So if you feel comfortable just sending us 10, 20 pictures, you can do so by email. But on the client dashboard, you're able to manage the photos. For example, maybe you uploaded photos that you don't like. You can remove them, right? You can remove them, and you won't even have to call us, right? You don't have to wait.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely cool to have, especially on the weekends when we're not available. Right? So to answer your question, it's the best way, and to get more reviews, it's going to be – everything's going to be a part of it, like the photos, right? Even reviews if you respond to them. So I'm going to make it easier for you. I'm not sure if maybe this mentioned this to you, but we have a link that's called a tiny URL. Basically, this link is just it guides your clients to your Google Business Profile. So as soon as they click it, the Google Business Profile opens automatically, and it asks them for a review. So it actually makes sure that people leave a review on the correct one, especially because there's so many businesses that start with @water or waterproof.
Yes.
Right, so it's going to be perfect, and it's going to be a safety measure as well.
Okay, I think I do see it here. It's ratemy.pro@water. Okay, I see it here, the link for the reviews.
Yep,
and then my other question that Enrique had, so he wants to make sure, because he was told by someone else that has their own company, that sometimes the location is shown like somewhere in, like, I don't know, like an island. I guess he wanted to make sure that the location of the company is in South Florida, which I think it is, because from what I'm looking at on Google, it doesn't show anywhere else the location.
Yeah, so we're always going to give you access to all the information. I believe you have access to the Google Business Profile.
Yes.
So on there you can see the service areas, and they're all from let's go over that. I did go over that with them, but let me go ahead and go over it with you as well. That way everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
So we're definitely going to make sure that we're promoting him in the Carl Springs, Davie, Hollywood, Pembroke, Pines, and Weston, right? I believe Weston was one of the ones that they were concerned about. So these are the only ones that we're going to be promoting you. There shouldn't be, let's say, any reason that you show up in other areas. So it's very rare that happens, especially with Google. They don't want you to, let's say, be promoted in areas that are about an hour, 2 hours away from you driving them.
Yeah.
If they frown that, right? So they'll probably even get you suspended if we put areas further than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very hard for someone else to find you. I have seen clients that get calls from people that move from out of state, right, but they still have that out of state phone number. So when they move to, let's say, Florida from Arizona, they get a number that says 602, right, from Arizona. They just moved to Florida. They just haven't updated the information. So just take that into consideration. But at any time, we'll be able to make updates. For example, if you want to maybe add another city, we definitely can, right?
So
something that we can always check is the client dashboard. On there, you can see all the cities that we're promoting you on, and you can even remove them or add more if you want to at any moment. It's a very useful tool. And again, if you want me to show you, I could definitely help you log in now. Maybe that would be best.
Yes, so I'm actually logged in now. What I did want to know, where exactly do I upload like any images that I want to be added on Facebook?
Okay, so if you're using your phone, are you using your phone or computer?
So I'm on my phone now.
Okay, perfect. So the reason I asked you is because it's going to have a drop-down menu when you're using your phone because of the size of the screen. So if you're on the client dashboard, there should be three lines on top of the screen, right? Press those three lines, and it's going to drop down a menu, and you're going to click where it says business info.
Oh, okay, got it.
Let me know when it takes you to the business info section.
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So on there you can see right away it has your business information, it has contact information. If you just keep going on here, just lowering, you'll be able to see everything, including the actual services, right?
Okay.
The reason I'm telling you is because we have to go through all this right here, because in order to get to the photos, it's basically all this is there. So again, right? you've got to keep scrolling down on the screen until mm-hmm. you get to the actual photo section. It should say media, and the first thing that yeah. pops up is the logo. Perfect. So if you just keep scrolling a little bit further down, you're going to see cover photo, and eventually you'll see business photos.
Oh, okay, perfect. I see it here.
Perfect. There should be a button that says add photos. Once you click on that, it's going to basically take you to your gallery, and you can choose the photos you want to upload. If you're planning on uploading videos, which it's a very good idea, go ahead and do so, but there's another section that has the video section, okay?
Okay. Okay, I got it. I have it here. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so it looks like we have about 6-7 photos, so I would highly recommend if you maybe want to add maybe, let's say about 10 to 20 today, and then and then every week if you want to add just one, that's an even better idea, because again, the way Google rates you is by activity, right? So if you just
go
weekly, it's going to move up faster as well.
Okay, got it. No, yeah, I'm actually going to add a few now.
I would recommend you do so. It would definitely help. Why? Because it also helps us to create more posts, and that actually helps with ranking as well.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, that sounds good.
Perfect. And the only bad thing about this, I would say, is that only one person can be logged in on the client dashboard. So you might need to be logged out and let them log in if they need to. But other than that, it's perfectly fine. If you need us to reset the password, we can do so. You can text us or call us.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Okay, all
right. I think that's all for now. I mean, if anything, I can email you guys as well, correct?
That's correct. You can email us, call us. You can set up appointments by email as well or text, whichever is best for you.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.